Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Battle of the Titans. Knicks, Warriors.
Yeah.
They have 9 wins between them. We need that on a couple of televisions.
Do they both quit in the fourth quarter?
No.
Do they not come out to answer the bell?
Like, this is like in pole position for the worst record in the NBA game. Like, this is a big early season worst record, most ping pong balls game.
I'd rather watch Jets replays.
I mean, the Warriors the other night really screwed it up with that 2-point win over Chicago. I mean, that just made no sense.
Oh, the Knicks
lose
this
one? You go
on
the road and you win that game? I mean, that's just dumb.
The Knicks lose this game. They're 2 games behind. They're in great shape now. They're in great shape.
No, that'll be good. By the way, Frostburg, I mean, you're going to get the Jets tomorrow, okay?
Nobody's going to get the Jets tomorrow. They're 16-point dogs. Nobody's really going
to
see them.
It doesn't matter. Lamar Jackson has to play against somebody. I mean, it's not going to be a scrimmage, although it might be a scrimmage.
It pretty much is.
It might be.
The game's over.
Last week, no Jamal Adams.
No, they can't cover anybody. The Jets can't rush the passer.
Yeah, no, there's
Ryan Fitzpatrick ran for 70 yards last week.
He looked good, too.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick ran for 70 yards, and I watch Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not the slim, good body Ryan Fitzpatrick the Jets had 3 years ago.
Well, but even with his the air resistance of the beard, he was still able to pick up all that yardage. It didn't slow him down at all.
He runs for 70. How many yards for Lamar Jackson tomorrow?
147.
In the first half?
Take the over.
I got to see what the odds are on this. Prop bets, week 15.
I'll tell you, listen, we'll go over the game tomorrow night throughout the show a couple of times.
Do we need
because,
you?
Well, it's a beat down. Lamar Jackson's going to play. That's the thing.
But he's playing.
Lamar Jackson's going to play. It doesn't matter. That's the best time to watch a star.
But here's the thing. If you're a fantasy owner, are you playing him? Because he may not play past halftime.
Oh, no, he will. No, come on. Come on. You cannot play him.
And his 18th running touchdown of the game.
Still in the first quarter. Wow. And the Jets still have not given the ball to Le'Veon Bell.
You got Vince Scully on the call? Nice.
Oh, sure. That's how it's going to go. And let's take time out from this touchdown run to celebrate Farmer John Sausage. So, yes, we'll get to that coming up later on this hour. We'll preview the Ravens and the Jets and just what's going to happen tomorrow night. My goodness. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA tonight, right? You had James Harden with another 55-point game.
Fantastic. That's nice, shot well, too.
Yeah. You got Giannis in. Well, we got the Bucks in action without Giannis as they try to continue their win streak. For some reason, playing at 10 o'clock in Milwaukee, and they're rolling over New Orleans already. It is 28-12 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bledsoe's got 11, and Chris Middleton has 9 to lead the way for the Bucks, who are shooting 62% from the field.
Load management.
All of these are great stories, right?
Yes.
All these are great stories. Look, we got the Knicks and the Warriors, you know, the two worst teams in the NBA, but that's going to be fun.
Oh, that's going to be thrilling.
All this stuff is great.
People still trying to figure out all those dollars and cents out of Major League Baseball. The Dodgers responded to the big Yankee signing of yesterday. I mean, it's a big thing.
It's a very big day. A lot of big stories in the all NBA. All of these are nice. All of these are nice things to follow. NBA is not like this story is good. The Knicks. But there are two stories in the NBA this year, and that's it. I mean, even this Bucks. All right, eventually they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Who is going to wind up representing the East in the NBA Finals? Will it be Milwaukee or Boston? That is so much lower on the rack of stories that are important in the NBA because there are two stories in the NBA this year, and that's it. And they are the Lakers and the Clippers. And that's it.
That sounds about right.
The star power that has come west, the ease with which the Lakers continue to win games with mind-numbing precision, the Clippers never really at full strength, but now here they are. Everybody's playing, and they're just starting to blow the doors off of teams. There are two stories in the NBA, the Lakers and the Clippers. We'll start with the Clippers because it was a big night for Kawhi Leonard. Got his NBA championship ring before the game against Toronto. And if you thought he was going to get booed, no, that's not how the Toronto faithful remember him. Kyle Lowry doing the honors, giving Kawhi his NBA ring. Please, See, that's how I get welcome when I go to my ex-girlfriend's houses. They just love it.
You get the big star turn.
See, that's something I always want. Not wanted.
Come on, Jason. That's how you get received when you go to McDonald's.
No.
Did you always want other than your hat?
So happy to see you. We haven't sold a Big Mac in 8 minutes.
Well, you said the one closed because you missed a couple of days.
Well, the one still. I don't know if it's open yet. I don't know if I want to take the drive down.
No, it is.
Oh, it's open again.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good.
All right.
No, they're good. They finally finished.
I can go to McDonald's again. I always had this thing when I was younger, right? When I was in my 20s, everything. Oh, the girlfriends that broke up with me or we broke up. Or the ones that when we broke up, it was more her than me. Right? And I always had this kind of fantasy where, like, we all meet in a hot tub. No, where, like, at some point in their lives, I would get to see, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life.
All those chicks in a hot tub.
I would get Clarence the Angel to come down and say, oh, you're going to see something right here. And I get to see my ex-girlfriends admit to somebody, their friend, going, I should have stayed with Jason. And that would be the reaction that I would have felt, just like Kawhi Leonard going back to Toronto. He won. He left. He said, it's nice. I'm gone. I'm leaving. And still, it doesn't matter. He walks back in, and they still love him, even though he left. I want that type of reaction from girlfriends who said, you know what? Okay, I'm moving on. But, boy, I should have stayed with him.
Well, it's the old don't be sad it's over. Be glad it happened philosophy. You got a ring. Right, he brought you a title.
I used to run that line. Hey, don't be sad it's over, baby. Just be glad it happened.
You really got to chill with the plural.
All right.
What? You mean girlfriend, right?
No, I had a few girlfriends.
Come on.
I had a few girlfriends. I had game, man. I mean, I was only 5'7", but I had game. I mean, the afro I had made me look like 5'9", that I am now. But I had game, man.
Were you wearing lifts, too?
In high school, I went from the fun, short guy to college being, hey, wait a minute. He's the interesting, different. Short guy.
You had the Caruso cut in your 20s, right?
For those that don't understand the reference, Alex Caruso.
And then
a folk hero here in Los Angeles.
Not David Caruso. It's
a bald mamba
who made the bold move of leaving NYPD Blue for a film career. Fortunately, he settled into CSI Miami.
Yeah, he got lucky. He had a second career. He was all set.
Although Kiss of Death was pretty good, in my humble opinion.
This with Helen Hunt?
Jr.
Was that Helen Hunt?
Yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, her car accident was good when she was looking. Where's? And she it's on the brakes. Then
the time has come for everyone to clean up their own back.
What's the other one? Was Jade the other one
Jade,
with him?
Yes, Jade, yeah.
Maybe at some point you'll introduce me to Jade.
Now, here's the other thing. Okay, so you have the niceties to Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
They also did a video tribute to Lou Williams, who hasn't been there since 2014, 2015.
Yeah, but why not?
It's been 5 years. He's played there before.
Look, Toronto's not going to have many great nights like this. Look, they're having a much better season than anybody expected, Eastern Conference, but they're not going to have many more nights like this where they get to celebrate. And I'm glad that Kawhi Leonard came and said, listen, I'm here. I'm going to give my all. We're going to go as far as we can, and we get a championship, and I'm leaving, and you should just cheer the guy because you're about winning.
You mock the Eastern Conference all you want. Mm. 7th and 8th seed right now in the Western Conference, 11 and 12. Same as in the East.
Doesn't matter. The Knicks are in the East.
All I'm
Doesn't
saying
matter.
Is the
Any
bottom
conference
end
with
of the
Knicks,
bracket on both sides is crap.
No. It matters about the very, very top. The very, very top is what matters. The very, very top of the West is better than the very, very top of the East. You know what the Knicks do to the Eastern Conference? You ever see a kid?
Put him on a seesaw. No. You're going to say he's weighing it down.
Like when you go to a barbecue and it's like a 2-year-old kid and he wants to hang around in the pool and he wears a diaper and the first couple times he dips down in the water, that diaper is so waterlogged he can't move. And so now he's stuck just like sitting at the bottom and he can't go anywhere in the pool. That's what the Knicks do to the Eastern Conference. It's like this big pool and everything is great. They get in and they sit and they just drag it all the way down. Oh, we can't move now. The Knicks are the diaper of the Eastern Conference in the pool.
The Knicks and the Warriors coming up live here in 20 minutes.
20 minutes. But look, for everybody, and it's a great debate. You know, the debates of Shaq versus Kobe were always phenomenal in Los Angeles and across the country. But really, across the country, there's two stories. It's the Lakers and the Clippers. And everybody has a side. And as good as the Lakers are, I still think the Clippers are going to wind up being the better team when it's all said and done. They are beating good teams. They're beating them badly. This is not to say what the Lakers are doing is poor. Look, the Lakers are beating every team they're playing. They lost three times. They're doing everything they need to. LeBron's got a triple-double every night. Anthony Davis Davis is playing like an MVP. The supporting cast is playing great. But in the end, the Clippers are going to be too deep. And they're just starting to put it together now. This is a good Raptors team that is up for this game. Okay, as much as we love Kawhi, we gotta show, hey, we got a good team still. And they got boat raced. I mean, this wasn't even close in the second half when everybody makes a run. This was the Clippers get out. Okay, thanks for coming. We'll see you later on. I mean, Kawhi had 23. You know, you had four starters in double figures. Wasn't even a big game for Montrezl Harrell off the bench. He only had 10. I mean, you know, look, it was a very typical Clippers game, and it's on the road against a pretty good team, and they win by 20. I still think at the end it's going to be, well, look, it'll be Clippers-Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. It's going to stop the sports world, and the Clippers are going to win.
18-point lead at halftime. Clippers roll, as you said. Paul George, 2 of 12 from three-point range. 3 of 14 from the night. Still plus 15. To your point, I mean, night after night, we get great stories that last a day, and maybe they thread together. The Bucks winning streak, impressive. The heroics that you have on a nightly basis in insert superstar here, Jimmy Butler and some of the nights he's had over there, or James Harden with another double nickel tonight, and he actually shot well, right? 10 of 18 from three-point range. He put up 34 shots, so ice up, son. But that's just it. They're one night blips on the radar. Even the excitement early on for Luka Doncic has kind of fallen to the wayside, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll pick that back up in mid-April when the playoffs are ready. What seed are you? Who are you playing? And do you have to face the Clippers or Lakers first and move forward? In the East, a couple of good stories again. You've got the Bucks running wild.
That's Heat, about it.
The Celtics up at the top. Right? The Celtics are
interesting. The Knicks stink.
Blank the Celtics.
But over the course of the season, these just become they percolate in the background. Occasionally, one of these guys has a monster night, or we have some double overtime game or some idiocy where the referees screw something up like they did with the James Harden dunk that became such a big deal. But overall, it's what's LeBron doing next? What's the next iteration of this squad while everybody waits with bated breath to see who gets out of a contract? And when we start talking about trades, what happens in that regard? That's the next thing. How do the great teams get even better to position themselves for the stretch run? And then the playoffs will be 3 months of fun and excitement, because you've got on the top heavy side, right, the top four in each conference, you got good teams. So you're going to have some fun, maybe an upset mix therein. But for the rest of this, I mean, they're chattel. I mean, led to the slaughter, waiting on the next lottery selection.
I mean, the Lakers win tonight. Talk about staying at the top. 96-87, another triple-double from LeBron, and Kyle Kuzma doesn't even play, doesn't matter. Jared Dudley, before he gets thrown out of the game, scores 9 points, is plus 16 off the bench, hits three threes. He was a huge help to them. He gets thrown out after Dwight Howard gets into it with a couple of players after a physical play. Yeah, it was stupid.
It was a hard foul.
But it was Dwight Howard back in Orlando. Yeah. Let's make sure this doesn't escalate. But this was a very typical Lakers victory, a game that they got out to a big lead early. They maintain the lead. When the Magic get close, the Lakers pull away, and they wind up winning by 10 points. I mean, that's every Lakers victory this year. It's close for a little bit. The Lakers either let the game get close, or they come from behind, and then it's close. And by the time you get to the fourth quarter, it's a 10, 12, 15-point game, and the game's over with 4 minutes left. This is a very workmanlike victory for the Lakers, and they are doing everything they can. Still think when it comes down to it, when they play the Clippers are going to be too deep.
It's going to be fun. People asking whether you got your Jets hats back from those girlfriends.
Oh, the answer is no.
No, I actually did lose some clothes to a couple of girls, and I thought about them for a while. I had a great pullover that Suzanne had. She said I dropped it back off. I'm like, you didn't drop it back off. What are you talking about? It was a nice pullover. It was an Izod pullover.
She burned it.
Oh, Suzanne St. Pierre never came back and brought me my jacket.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I think every night we're going to have a big signing in the middle of the show. Someone's going to get paid like $250 million and we're going to talk about it.
Well, you got to keep showing up because it might be you.
It could be. Hey, could be. But
you never can tell.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
I mean, the big news of the night. What is more unexpected? All right. Anthony Rendon to the Angels, 7 years, $245 million, or the Knicks with a 13-point lead over the Warriors in the third quarter?
Oh, the Knicks.
The Knicks, right? We knew, because we knew Rendon was signing.
Well,
right?
He was going to get paid somewhere,
yeah.
Whether it was Texas or, well, the Dodgers or the Angels, yeah. Or indeterminate team here. He was going to get a big fat contract, just a matter of how many years and what was the total dollars.
You didn't think the Knicks were going to do this, though.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, this is really unexpected.
But that's just it. The Warriors are really trying to maximize their suckitude in this year without a superstar.
They're
tanking for Zion, right?
Right, because, I mean, we do the year without a Santa Claus. But this is the year without a superstar. So you go and you play and you stink.
Hey, they got D'Angelo Russell. He's got 18 for them tonight.
Unfortunately, the draft sucks this year.
Yeah, no, that is true, too.
Well, this is where the Knicks will wind up with the number one pick. They'll pick every pick. They'll pick number one, number two, and number three. The draft will stink. That's when the Knicks will win.
We can only hope.
We're going to win now.
You get bonus selections.
The Knicks are up 13 in the third quarter. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but they're up 13 in the third quarter. This may be rock bottom for the Golden State Warriors.
Well, the only way to go is up, and plenty of time for you to watch this lead evaporate.
Oh, I'm sure it could evaporate. It's the Knicks. But, I mean, still, this could be where the Warriors go, oh, my God, man, we just lost by 20 to the Knicks.
But coming off a miserable, horrible, awful performance, R.J. Barrett, it's actually hitting the bottom of the net today.
RJ Barrett's playing well. You got Morris.
Right, wasn't
playing
he like
well?
1 for 10 or something like that?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah,
Julius Randle's having a big game. Sure, Bobby Portis off the bench is playing well. Yeah, everybody. Now it's a big night for the Knicks. This is it. This could be our fifth win.
Celebrating in San Francisco, having a good time.
So we'll keep you updated on this game because you know Knicks Warriors is about as bad as it gets. But Anthony Rendon, third night in a row, we've come on the air and something has happened big in Major League Baseball, and the winter meetings are living up to what we thought they would be. Last night, middle of the show, Gerrit Cole signs with the Yankees for $324 million, and tonight, Anthony Rendon goes to the Angels for 7 years and $245 million.
Jason.
Yes.
Explain to millennials who the Angels are, please.
Oh, sorry. The Angels of Anaheim, Greater Anaheim, Los Angeles, San Bernardino County, won the World Series in 2002. Before that, they were a place where everybody went to play their last year in Major League Baseball and before they wound up retiring. And they had a rally monkey.
Rally monkey is kind of a big deal.
That was the
Angels. No, it's not. It's the place next to Slicks.
It is.
Angels. It's like a gentleman's club.
Yeah, it is a gentleman's club.
How about that?
Nice. I guarantee you there's more people at that gentleman's club than at the Big A for games.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So that's the running joke.
But can you go to a great big strip bar and get Jersey Mike's delivered to your seat?
Probably.
No, you can't.
Sure, if you know the right person there.
No. Postmates. Sure you can get a foot long.
Yeah, but I can.
Wait, or do you give foot longs?
Hang on. What do you mean give? What do you talking about?
Oh,
give?
You know what I mean.
All right. You're a bit early.
Boomer. It's like Tyson just discovered that on the internet today. You know this okay boomer thing has been funny like 3 weeks ago.
I just realized it was keep using guys,
it. So. It's going to keep using it. You know, I saw the Thunberg girl was the Time Magazine person of the year. So
the Angels did draw 3 million people last week.
If you go,
they just didn't show up when you were there.
If you go to a gentleman's club, you're not getting Jersey Mike's delivered to your seat as fast as you are when you go to an Angels game.
The possibility is there, though.
No, but the buffet's a lot better.
But somewhere out there, someone's listening, just bang the steering wheel on their car and said, "Challenge accepted." So in April, they will try to make that happen.
No. Jersey Mike's, when I went to the Angels, Angels and the Tigers last year.
You were going to Tigers.
That's true. But I called in Jersey Mike's. I wanted to order jersey. I'm like, how long is this going to take? I mean, there's 15,000 people at the game.
That's being generous. There's no way there was 15,000 at Angels Tigers.
All right, sorry. Announced attendance.
Five was 15,000. Five, maybe.
And, well, come on. It was, you know, Jordan Zimmermann pitched, and he was like 0-9.
And one for you.
I go, and I call. I can get Jersey Mike's. I love Jersey Mike's. So the person who was assigned to our section comes over, and I say, yeah, I want a Jersey Mike sub. What do you want? And I said, I want turkey and provolone. Do you want a giant? Yes. Okay, great. 3 minutes later, The guy brings me the jersey, Mike Sub, and apologizes you couldn't get it there sooner.
Here's your footlong, sir.
Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. I'm like, oh, dude, are you kidding? This is the greatest thing in the world. Are you kidding? Why would I ever want to go to a Dodgers game or a Mets game when I can go to Angel Stadium, park right outside the front
gate? Nobody had a Mets game? What the hell are you talking about?
I can park right now. You got to go forever to go to a Mets game. You got to drive like to the middle of nowhere. You know, going to the Mets game is like in the mob movies when they blindfold the guy and they take you all the way out to the middle of the woods and you're like, I don't know where I am. That's like going to a Mets game.
It was really named Flushing.
Yeah.
That is true. They must really feed people the Lions down here because he gave up everything.
I mean, you go to an Angels game and you pull up and you can park anywhere you want to. They don't shuttle you to a certain parking lot. Looking, no going.
There's a reason.
You can pull right up, walk right into the stadium, go right to your seat, eat any combination of gourmet foods or gourmet subs you want. If there's beer gardens, there's nobody in there.
You get an outfielder to give you the weather report.
Yeah, you can.
There is that. There is that.
And you sit, lounge about in your section. Don't have to worry about people sitting in front of you or next to you or behind you. You know, there's yoga in the seventh inning. It's
wait,
great.
There is?
You put your arms out.
I've been to a few games.
Oh,
I mean,
it's awesome.
I know there was some pregame yoga, yeah. But I wasn't getting there that early.
No, I actually bent over to pick up my keys, and they thought I was doing yoga.
That's not going to be a drop.
Just doing that. But that's how what it's like going to an Angels game. You can get right out after the game is over. You
well,
know,
that, I mean, you are right on the freeway.
But I mean, like, you can get right out of this. There's no worry about, oh, I'm going to get in my car. No, you get right out. You can exit anywhere. It's like it's a full open, a big circle around the stadium. Go anywhere you want to. Any road, get out there and go. That's the best. Angel Stadium.
It's a nice stadium.
Is my favorite stadium in the world because of all of those things. All right, now it doesn't mean that do you see the best baseball? No. Do you see the best teams? No. But I like comfort. As I get older, I want comfort. You and I went to the same Guns N' Roses show 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm in the pit of this, yeah. Jones, I'm not my
and
car.
I had a hell of a time.
And I'm in the pit. And I'm like, you know where I was? I sat because I needed to be near an aisle, so I had to get to the bathroom, or if I wanted to go get something to drink, I didn't want to be able to have to stand and not see over somebody. I need comfort. So you and I both had a great time, but I know what I'm like. And what I need, and that's why Angel Stadium is my favorite.
And I was there getting
of those things.
Flipped off by band members and
that's
having a
you.
Good time with the crazy
you.
People down in the pit.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
And I had no beer lines because they have a special section if you're down in the pit.
You're Justin Turner. I'm Anthony Rendon. Look, I want a lot of room. I want a lot of space. I was never somebody when I was younger.
You don't
want to
win?
Yeah. Well, winning is...
Harmon was winning
games.
In the pit. I'm all about winning.
Yeah, but you don't always win.
Yeah, but I try like hell to win.
You don't always win, but you can always lose. Just think about that. Just think about that. And who's smarter, me or you?
Me.
You try to win, and you may not always win, but if I'm losing, I can always lose. Just think about
that. That's good.
That's the Mets motto.
That's good. The fact that you were more worried about how close the bathroom was means I've got some other concerns for you here, Parker.
Oh, they're playing Coma? I got to go to the bathroom.
How dare you?
I never liked to go out to the bars where it was crowded person to person in the middle of winter and everybody's got winter coats on and it's hot and you're sweaty and it's too tough to get a beer. No, let me spread out, relax, just kind of sit out over a chair, put my feet up, be able to yell at the bartender.
Count all my hats.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I was comfortable. That's why Angel Stadium is the best. If you can ignore the baseball you are seeing, it is fantastic. There's bodegas inside. You can walk in and just buy. Yeah, you can walk in and just buy whatever you want to. It's like every 5 feet, there's like a little
you get a banana?
Mini liquor store.
One of my favorite terms in the English language.
And Clamato. You can get both of those.
Kalamata bananas?
No, they're actually olives. No, but you can buy no Clamato. Give me clam juice. No, I mean, there is something to be said for that. And if you go to that game, it's like Angel Stadium and the Angels for Anthony Rendon as we help him figure out his new home. It's going to be a place where parents like to go with their kids for games. Parents like to go with their friends
it's
for
like
games.
Like a Little League game.
Because it's easy. No, it's just I want to be entertained.
There's
I want to go.
More people at the local park in Culver City.
I just want to watch baseball. Yeah, the parks in Culver City are pretty packed. But you just want to go. I just want to enjoy baseball. It doesn't matter if it's good baseball. It's professional baseball.
And it's a nice night out. That's
I get to see an MVP play in Mike Trout.
Borderline sure. Professional.
I show up whenever I want to. I don't have to worry. I leave whenever I want to. It's okay. No traffic. I mean, look, do you want to spend $85 to go see a new movie with a star that you know stinks? Or do you want to stay home
and you want to watch The Irishman, or you want to watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Hey, it's $5 and I'm in the comfort of my own home. I'd rather do that. That's what Angels games are like.
I want to be where the people are.
Anthony Rendon can make errors. Nobody will boo him. He can strike out 30 times in a row.
Everyone wants to show off the
caps. No one's going
to
care.
That's right.
He's got a great life, Anthony Rendon. He's gonna love it. He's going to walk in and go, oh, it's like I'm in a retirement
home. No, but that's the beauty of it. Is you got your World Series.
And you know, hey, you don't work too much, right? You don't work a lot of overtime because you know your work is done the end of September. Right. You're done.
But you got your World Series, so you don't have to.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's
no
the beauty of it.
Don't have to worry about it.
There's no pressure on him.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about...
They all get their own golf carts?
Different markets. I mean, he's the guy that set it up nicely. Gets that family four-pack, front-of-the-line passes over at Disney and California Adventure. I mean, he'll be one of the first to ride the new Star Wars ride, I'm sure.
Of course he will.
He's getting ready to go to himself some Dole Whip.
He'll have a lifetime pass on that.
Dole Whip.
Whip, whip, whip. Three
like
orange
Stewie
whips.
Like Stewie says it.
Orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, orange whip. You know, my dad lives the greatest life. He retired, and what does he do every day? He goes to the grocery store to buy like one thing.
Okay.
And then he'll come over the house for like 5 minutes, but then he's got to go, right? Because my dad's a creature of habit.
He's a man of mystery.
He's lived alone for, 30 years, but okay, he comes over for like 5 minutes. How's it going? All right, great.
People still wanting him to chime in on Garrett Cole.
He'll come over and see Zoe and everything, great. And then he'll leave. He'll go play golf, and then he'll go out and hang out after and have a couple of drinks, have dinner, and then go home, and then do the same thing the next day. I mean, that's the equivalent of playing for the Angels. I just show up and play, and then... No one's going to give me flack, and we got the next day, and we go play, and no one's got to worry about any kind of things we have to live up to.
Sounds pretty boring to me.
Some people want that. Some people want it. Some
they
people
like
can't
that routine.
People who count down to there's people who love to work, and there's people who count down to retirement, and they want that kind of day. No, nobody beholden to anything. How upset is Joe Madden going to be for things? He's going to tell a funny story about Meatloaf, and then he's going to wind
up. He's having a petting zoo.
The crowd is
going to
like
stuff,
him.
Yeah.
Oh, petting zoo! Yeah, sure. Definitely a petting
zoo.
They'll
have crazy road trip gear day, right? Where they're all dressed like clowns or something.
It is the greatest life playing for the Angels. Nobody cares if you're bad. Doesn't matter. No, nobody pays attention. Instead of practice, they have movie nights. There's no BP anymore. They don't do infield.
Wow, you've really changed the organizational structure.
It's pretty good.
You're getting a little free and loose here.
That's
Mets West.
That's the Angels. That's what the Angels do. Why do you think it?
Mets West.
How could you sign anywhere else if you're Anthony Rendon?
You like the challenge?
Here's the... All right.
You got your World
Let
Series.
Me tell you,
you're done, huh? That's really what you guys are bringing it down to.
You might as
to.
Well live at Seizure World.
Listen, I've...
So what?
I've achieved. I just wanted to kind of...
Leisure World.
Mail it in.
Whoa.
I've actually seen Leisure World up close. My dad would love
Beach,
Leisure
everybody's
World.
Everybody's seen it.
Yeah. But this is the thing. This tells you anything you know about the Angels, okay? The game against the Tigers ended. And we're all walking out of the stadium. And we didn't lollygag or final out came, we clapped, we got our stuff, we started walking out.
You call him a boomer again, he got the word lollygag. Right?
You all lollygagged the ball around the infield. So we didn't lollygag, we just, the game ended, clapped, we got it, we walked out. So just, it's what, 3 or 4 minutes to get from our seat to where we're walking through, because we can walk through the center field. It's whole thing's escalators. It's awesome. You just go up and down.
It's all levels.
There's elevators. Yeah, it's great. You can get.
There's a moving walkway.
Mountain center field.
Oh, you can. You can get one of those. There's conveyors that take you out of the stadium.
No, the Matterhorn gets you straight back into the parking
My boy
lot.
Elroy.
Hey, get on the Alpine slide and just take it all the way down. And you can walk out through the gate in center field, right? So you get
enough about the damn Angels.
No, but trust me, this is everything you need to know about the Angels, Anthony Rendon.
We've literally hit our quota forever.
Right. So you go through, right, and we're walking to walk out the center field seats.
This guy's still going.
And it's like what you expect the crowd leaving a movie after the 11:30 showing is like. That's kind of the crowd leaving, right? The game is not 3 minutes done.
He's literally still going.
And the security guard says to us as we're walking by, he goes, all right, come on, guys, move it along. Got to close the stadium up. And I said, close the stadium? The game ended 3 minutes ago. How long? When
get him on, get him over, get him in.
Like,
get out.
Get out. Everybody can get out of the stadium that fast.
They got curfew in Anaheim.
That they can close the stadium 5 minutes after the game is over.
That's the greatest
move
ever.
That's the Angels right there. Come on, we got to go, guys. Got to go. Whoa, what do you mean?
Well,
the game,
well, we were,
everybody gets an ice cream cone on the way out. Grandma,
we had a termite tent up. Get out.
We were there on a Sunday where they get to run the bases, and they shuttled you straight out the gate after you finish running.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
First, we got to head to Jurassic Park. Joining us on the show, friend of the show, national NBA writer, insider at the LA Times, who watched the Clippers' decimation of the Raptors tonight, in which Kawhi Leonard got his championship ring. It's Dan Wojcicki. Dan, what's happening?
Hello, guys, from the Great White North. How are you?
Good. Hey, well, we got a lot of money flying around down here. Anybody get a big contract in Toronto today?
Hopefully me.
Oh, okay.
I've been auditioning. I've been skating around town, hoping to be the next Dougie Gilmore.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They just gave all your money to Bill Plaschke. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah. No.
There was a whole thing about conversion of currency that slowed down the process.
So, hey.
All right. Well, that's it.
I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I mean, but you can move on.
You can
soldier on, right?
I'll figure it out, guys. You know, I can sing, I can dance. I've got a lot of skills.
You could be a bat boy for the Angels, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I might have to pitch.
This might be the case. And if you're a bat boy, there's a lot of memorabilia you can smuggle out the back end to make some cash.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. See Dan, you know, typing on his laptop and then throwing a pitch, typing on his laptop, throwing a pitch. He really the pace
and
of play would be an issue.
And then tried to sell you Mike Trout's pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like
that.
Right.
Game use.
Mike.
We
Trout's
got Wade Boggs pants.
Listen, I'll get the pants off of Trout in the dugout between innings. All right, don't worry about it. And here's the best thing about it: they don't smell because they've never sniffed the play. Playoffs. Boom!
Oh, wow.
You can use that, buddy. I'll give you that one for you.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah. So tonight, obviously, game of the night, we watched Kawhi Leonard get his championship ring in Toronto. I think we were all expecting the ovation that he got, but still, it was really something to see, to a man, everybody get up and show Kawhi the appreciation. Kyle Lowry gets to give him the ring. I mean, that was a really special moment.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was somebody who, I mean, impartial observer, right? I was here throughout the Eastern Conference Finals and for the NBA Finals. And, you know, it was a goosebump moment for sure to see a guy who we normally don't see enjoying all this attention and enjoying adulation, right? This is kind of a guy who just likes to go about his business and do it as quietly as possible. To see him kind of get lost in a moment like that, to hear the crowd chant MVP, and like, you know, I think even for me, what made it even more special was the fact that, you know, before the game, Kawhi said he thought he might get booed because he plays for a different team now. He's sort of like he blew himself, you know, and that's nuts. He's loved here. He will be loved here forever. And I think that's because, you know, he made so many big plays.
You know, a crazy thing, speaking of Kawhi, I want to go to your Twitter. You can't call anybody, Dan. You got to finish the interview with us.
Sorry. Sorry about
this. You tweeted out.
Change rate, guys.
Yeah, I know.
No. I'm calling the Angels. I want to get some money. You tweeted out that because if you're ordering a Molson, I can have one delivered to your room. We can do that. You tweeted out that because Kawhi Leonard's championship ring is going to be worn on his middle finger, he says he has the blank U symbol engraved on the inside middle finger of it. It's the middle finger emoji. That's true?
Yes, that is true.
That's fantastic.
I didn't see the ring itself, but he told us that, you know, because presumably, you know, the original, the Spurs ring goes on his ring finger. This being his second, it'll go on his middle finger. And you know, the joke to remind him of that is that he has the middle finger emoji engraved on the inside of this 14-carat diamond ring.
Wow, that's something next level.
That's really off-brand. But it's really off-brand for him, though. I mean, that's not something you'd expect to hear. But, whoa, he's got the FU emoji on the inside of his ring?
I mean, I think what's funny about it is that it's not like a FU at anybody in particular. I think it's literally, the way that I took it, is that it's literally the middle, like that's the ring is going on the middle finger, and there happens to be an emoji for the middle finger. And he thinks that's funny. I think it's pretty funny, actually. And it's, like I said, he's a fun guy. I mean, he has had, right, like he's had like some sneaky funny moments for someone we see nothing from, generally speaking. Like in the video that they posted, I think online, It ends with him on stage at the parade and sort of the celebration where he goes like ha 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 to kind of like call back to like his really creepy fun guy laugh from Media Day. Yeah, like that's great. And like this to me again is like maybe he's just sort of like a wacky guy, not a fun guy, a wacky guy maybe even, and he just never wants to, maybe we just haven't asked him to tell his jokes before or something like that.
Because it's next to the Spurs ring. It's a middle finger emoji. So it's like it's flipping off the Spurs ring.
No. I don't think. I think the rings get along fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's good.
I think it's merely, it's merely like, you know, if you were to write the letter L on your left shoe as a reminder.
Okay.
Now,
not saying that I do this. Not saying that I do this or I have ever done it, guys, but, you know.
Well, what I do do,
I think
though,
he totally does. I think he totally does.
Well,
that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And on his socks,
I just,
too.
I did just look down to make sure that I had the right ones that I took at the tape off earlier.
I mean, you say that like it's wrong. I mean, whatever's going to help you get through. I do like the fact that you also pointed out, Dan, on Twitter, at Dan Wojcicki Sports, that they got a video tribute to Lou Williams, who hasn't played there in five years.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
So it's funny. So they're celebrating 25 years of Raptors basketball, and they also do these like sort of like Canadian heritage tributes too. Not only did we get a loop. Oh, sorry, hung up. Hold on, sorry, guys.
Right, if you're really trying to order a Molson, we can get one delivered. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I apologize. There's all sorts of craziness happening here in Canada, guys.
All right, is Kawhi Leonard, is Kawhi Leonard flipping you off? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, geez, Kawhi, not now. Kawhi, no more jokes, all right? Well, I've got to focus. So Lou Williams gets his video tribute, right? Plays 80 games for the Raptors in career, gets a video tribute. And then, sure enough, I was sitting next to a Raptors employee. He's like, just wait, like, there's going to probably be more. And we're like, really? He's like, well, like, you got Patrick Patterson over there, who probably should have gotten a video. He played way longer here. And then Clipper rookie Nifeanu Kabengele, I said that wrong, who's Canadian, he got one. They showed the Florida State highlights. I covered 12 games here last year, guys. I'm stunned I didn't get one. Just me ordering food late at night.
Well, yeah, well, and you also have to pay taxes, right? Because you're there 12 nights. You have to pay Canadian taxes.
Eating Thai food in slow motion. That's like a Sarah McLachlan song plays in the background.
Wow, you got the Sarah McLachlan reference, too. So Christmas 2 weeks away. I mean, how much are they looking forward to that? Maybe a day or two off, but on the national spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's, like, this was sort of one of the marquee games of the early season. Obviously, Anthony Davis has returned to New Orleans was another. And then I think, you know, the Lakers-Clippers is the game sort of the season to this point, right? That Christmas game will be the biggest game played in the season. There's going to be tons of attention on it. I hope it's fun, right? Like, we didn't see Paul George last time. We'll see him. The Lakers, obviously, anything, any kind of kinks that they had to work out, they've figured those out, and they're playing better than anybody else in the NBA. And the Clippers are kind of slowly getting there. You know, it's still, to me, a little bizarre that they haven't figured out a way to get Kawhi and PG, like, optimized together on the same night. It seems like it's one or the other. Tonight, Kawhi played great. Paul George, like, kind of flurried a little bit at the end of the game, but, you know, he really struggled early. That's going to be kind of the challenge, I think, for the Clippers going forwards. But, man, Christmas is going to be crazy. It should be a lot of fun. And, you know, anytime you get a big game and a holiday and I don't have to get on a plane, like, I'm all for it.
No, I know.
Like, my family might be against it, but I will be happy to be home.
Now, listeners right now are going, geez, I can ask these stupid questions every night. What does Jason and Mike have a thing to do? But if you want to get right to Dan Wojcicki for all your NBA takes or, you know, Molson takes, whatever it is, you're doing something pretty cool with allowing you a way to communicate with NBA fans.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat project that the LA Times kind of brought to me. People can find it. It's called Full Court Text. You can Google it. You can find it on the LA Times website. It's on my Twitter. And essentially what you can do is you can text me, and I can text you, and I can send out text messages to people, and you can do all sorts of stuff. You can sort it by teams, and it's really like just a more direct way to communicate. And I promise that I won't send any pictures on accident. I promise that you know, I'll keep my shirt on. I like all this stuff that, you know, whatever. I'm not going to sell your phone number to any Russian bots or anything like that, probably.
Probably.
It's cool. Even today, you know, like I just asked people today, like, would you, like after Kawhi said it, you know, you put it, like, would you boo him? And, like, you know, we had some, I had some good conversations with some people. It's fun. It's kind of, I don't answer. Or, you know, this is a way to get to me. My wife just called me.
are you bleeping yourself now, Dan?
But I will respond to your text because I'm professionally blocked.
That's
I
good.
Dig that.
Because Frostberg, the Laker fan, says he's going to text you middle finger emojis on Christmas Day.
Sure.
No, yeah,
whatever emojis you want.
By the way, with all of the, hey, I'm not going to sell anything, just say I won't knowingly. That's how you get out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to say knowingly.
I won't knowingly do these things.
I don't recall, guys. I don't recall.
You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports. It's at Dan Wojcicki Sports. More information on the full court text. It's his pinned tweet at the top of his Twitter account. Dan, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, we're good.
Safe travels, my man.
I got a middle finger emoji on my ring. Now you know that's to say blank you to the Spurs.
That I'm going to wear on my middle finger.
Yeah, right next to the Spurs ring. Blank you, San Antonio.
Do you think it's pointed towards that other ring?
Oh, of course
it is. That directional.
Do you think he takes the rings? He's going to take the rings off. They're going to have conversations. I won first. Yeah, but I won last year. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, bad ring. Yes, middle finger ring wins. I think he's going to do something
Shampoo
like that.
Is bad.